Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we are going to introduce ourselves. We have a lot of new listeners. A lot of things have happened in the last 3 years. So we figured why not reintroduce ourselves, get into the good stuff, who we are, what we do. And yeah, a lot of things have changed and we want to keep you guys updated on our lives.
I feel like I always meet people and I'm like, yeah, I have this podcast. And they're like, oh, what do you guys talk about? What's it like? And I'm like trying to give them this whole spiel. And I'm like, well, I don't want them to go back and listen to episode one and feel like that is a updated representation of who I am as a person anymore. So we felt like a get to know us 3.5 years, almost 200 episodes later, was more than overdue.
If you've been listening for a while, you probably have a good idea of us and who we are through the catch-ups, but it's true. We have not done a proper, true get to know us since the start.
I know. And think of not just how much we've grown as people, but as podcasters. Like, not like either of us had podcasting experience before we started. And we just up and bought microphones one day. You came over to my apartment and we recorded that episode on the fly. So who even knows how we portrayed ourselves? But I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, well, as always, we like to catch up. So we still will catch up this week. And then we'll kind of just get into what we thought about sharing with you guys about ourselves. Like, I should preface, we are both recording from hotel rooms right now. It's very late. Like, we are like 10:30 and 12:30 a.m. for Allison. This is not our usual flow.
And it's funny because we were both running quite late. We're both just getting home from dinner. And I'm like, it's literally after midnight, as if dinner was so recent, but it was. I like literally just got home from dinner and you did too.
Well, I guess you can go into that because you're traveling, you're working.
Yes. So I've been in Tulum now for 3 full weeks, right? I feel like I've been here for so long. Like when I was in Colombia for the same amount of time, like it kind of went faster. And I'm like, I feel like I have been in Tulum forever, but yeah, I think I'm coming back. Basically, I'm going home this weekend to move my stuff finally into storage. Hallelujah. Praise baby Jesus in his little cradle. It is time. I have been like, get me out of that apartment. It's bittersweet, but this weekend it's happening. I'm corralling the troops. We're moving my things into storage and then I'm coming back to Tulum.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. That's like a big announcement.
I know, but it doesn't really feel as big as the Colombia announcement because Colombia seems like so far and I still will go to Colombia at some point, maybe in the fall, because I still have a bunch of stuff there. And when I go back to Omaha this weekend to take my stuff that's in my apartment in Omaha and put it in storage, I'm like, oh my God, now I'm going to have shit in Omaha left. Now I'm like, I got shit in Tulum. I've got shit in Colombia. Like, I've just got stuff on in three countries. How did this happen?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I didn't realize you had stuff in Colombia. That's wild.
Like, a full checked bag of stuff. And because I got that apartment bedroom, so candles and dishware, hangers.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm a mess. But, you know, it's all coming together. And I came down just with the intention to rejuvenate. May was really crazy and stressful in Omaha. So I was like, okay, I need a little break. Well, it turns out there's not a ton of people that like really live in Tulum. There's so many tourists, but there's all of these property developments. There's all these restaurants, cafes, and there's like not enough talent to go around to, you know, market them all out, make these menus, photograph them, run the social media channels. So if you want to be a digital nomad and you are looking for a job in the social media marketing real estate business, come on down, because I thought, oh, how could I find a job here? I am getting like, what do you call it? Like poached left and right. Like tonight I was at dinner with like this one person I'm working with. And this guy comes up and we're like talking and he's like, who are you? And he's like, oh, you work for her. Okay. I won't ask for your contact. Got it. And then this other guy is like, I know you're working with this person, but like, I have a better deal for you. Could you meet me? And I was at a coffee shop today. And this guy was like, oh yeah, I'm in town from Egypt and we're doing this thing. Could I get your contact? I know you're already busy, but like maybe I could get like 15 minutes of your time tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I'm not that special. There's just like not that many people here.
No, so, you're special. But
everyone, come on down.
Yeah, bring everybody. That's crazy.
Yep. And Hillary will be coming and Hillary convinced her other friend. I'm just going to try to make everyone come to Tulum in Colombia. Rally the troops.
That's so fun. And you're working at a hotel, like doing their marketing? Yeah. Where is it? Give us the deets.
So last Thursday was my original flight home. And I just wasn't feeling quite ready to go yet. Like I'd had some of these opportunities, but they all felt not locked in. And I was like, I don't want to go home and like move my entire life into storage and then like not have one of these things lock and key. It's just, it's a lot to bet on. And I then moved my flight to Saturday. And then on Saturday, I just kind of decided not to get on my flight. And it's like intuitively, I just knew I needed to stay a little bit longer. And I just felt like I needed to really have a few more conversations. So then it worked out. I ended up staying at the hotel that I had been at and really locked in a better deal. And her and I got to know each other a lot better. And I just feel much more grounded in the decision and the future and how we're going to work together and all the moving parts. So that's who I was at dinner with tonight. We've been having a whole week and met all these people. It really feels like a fun dream. I actually can't even believe that just like bopping around Tulum at all of these cool places is like what I've been doing for work, life, everything. And it's crazy how so many people down here own like a bunch of things. Like the game that I'm playing every day with the woman I'm working with is each day I discover like a whole ass entire other business that she operates. I'm like, oh wow, you have a whole cenote. Like you own a piece of land with a cenote. Okay, cool. Next day, oh, we have this gorgeous restaurant in town. I'm like, it's literally the most perfect place. Next day, yeah, this bar. And I'm like, yeah, like the coolest bar here. Like it's just, I'm like, how this is making me expand my mind so much. And I just love in Tulum this like La La Land vibe that it has here because it makes you just be like, it works.
Yeah, it's like, why not?
Yes. And so then I just decided might as well play into it and it's working. And I'm like, this is crazy.
So it's kind of like relaxed energy, but also a little bit of hustle and thriving energy.
Yes, it's moving quickly, but in like a sexy way.
Mm-hmm.
Not in like an like I'm super exhausted way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been up to. I'll save my peak part for after you share your catch up.
Okay, cool. Well, like I said, I'm also traveling. I'm on a work trip. I'm part four, Visit California. That's all I'm talking about ever is that I'm doing Visit California stuff, but this is my last trip for a hot minute. So I was doing four trips with them. This is the last one. And I'm in Eureka, California. Shout out Eureka. I'm in a bed and breakfast, like an inn. But I got to California last Thursday. So I got in early because my friend, one of my best friends, Lexi, lives in San Francisco. And that's where we were like starting the trip. And so instead of flying in on a Monday morning and having to drive, because our first location was 3 hours from San Francisco, I'm like, I'd rather get in a little early, get acclimated, and hang out with Lexi. So I told her this week at like the weekend that I was coming, the dates and everything. And she's like, oh, actually, everybody plans Thursday night, but you should come. I'm going to go see Odessa. So I was like, okay, sure. So I got a ticket. I had never seen Odessa live. It's like a very well-known like live experience. Like they do this crazy pyrotech like fire show, drum lines, live DJ. Because I'm not like always, I'm not like an EDM, I don't know, techno music kind of girly. That's never like who I'm jumping on to see live, you know, first. But it was amazing. Like my friends have been like 3 or 4 times. Like that's how amazing and cool it is. So, and it was at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California, which is this gorgeous outdoor amphitheater. It's funny because it's like Coliseum style seating. So like, I don't know how to describe it, but basically each seat behind you and in front of you is like on a step up or below. And I'm like, why did we ever get rid of that? Like, so everyone can see the stage. So the stage is down there and then all the seats go up. I'm sorry. As a 5'5" person, why did we get rid of that? Because everyone could see. It was so nice.
Yeah. And it's like staggered side to side too a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, because every other concert you kind of go to, I guess like, because we were on the floor. I guess I'm saying the floor is even staggered too. And like the other concert venues, it's like the floor is flat and then everything else, I guess you can still see staggered, but you're so far away. This was so nice. I was so close, but it was staggered still. So love the Berkeley Theater and the weather was amazing. It was outside, gorgeous night. So summer, so perfect. And then on Friday, we went to Lake Tahoe because Lexi's family has a house out in Tahoe and it was so gorgeous. Seriously, again, I've said this a few weeks in a row now, but one of the most beautiful places in the world. I'm saying it, in the world, not even just California or the US. I think Tahoe is that pretty. So we did like a hike. Lexi brought her dog Teddy. So me, Lexi, Teddy kicked it for the weekend. We even stopped at Lexi's mom's house on the way. Her mom lives halfway between SF and Lake Tahoe, hung out with her mom. And it was so fun. We played like Roomie Cube. Have you ever heard of Roomie Cube?
No.
We need to make this game popular. It's like a game from like the 40s, 50s. It's kind of like dominoes and like a card game combined. It's like very competitive, very fun. I'm going to tell everyone to play Roomie Cube, but if you guys play, let me know. But it's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like a classic board game. I had a great time. Lexi and her mom was very into it. And I love her mom. I've known her since, because me and Lexi went to college together. So it was good to see her. And yeah, now we're hitting the ground running. Already have been to Gualala, California. And we went to Mendocino today. Literally had a jam-packed day. We went to this like remote hike called like the Enchanted Forest out kind of in the middle of nowhere. We had to drive like an hour on this remote road that was four-wheel drive only, up and down all these mountains, literally drove on the side of a cliff right along the ocean. But we finally got to the hike and it's these trees that are shaped like candelabras, which are like really like the candles with the prongs. Okay. Yes. And so it's these trees that are just like these crazy shapes. So it was really cool. That kind of took up the majority of our day because that took like 4 hours, which was so much driving. And we drove, yeah, another hour down to Eureka where I'm at now. And we just have a whole busy schedule for the next week. So it should be a good trip.
And it's your final one. Okay.
For now, like they do a lot of like, you know, like 3 or 4 at a time. So this was like 4 at a time and hopefully we'll have more, but I guess time will tell.
Okay. That sounds amazing. And within all of that, what was your peak of the week?
Okay. Yes. I'm going to say peak of the week yesterday. Guys, everyone needs to add this hotel to your bucket list. It's called Mar Vista Farm and Cottages. It's in Gualala, California. It's a really hard word to say. It was so amazing and magical. So you basically stay in these cottages that are freshly renovated. If you love cottagecore, if you're into like Nara Smith, Ballerina Farm, any of those like accounts that are very tradwife, farming, gardening, you guys need to go to this place. So it's basically you get a cottage and they're all on the side of the ocean. There's a farm, which are more like a garden, but you can take anything from the garden and cook it in your cottage. They have chives, cucumbers, peppers, carrots, strawberries. Like they go and they show you how to pull it. And they also have like stuff pulled in the community garden area. So like we made dinner last night and I had fresh garlic from the garden. I made a salad with fresh lettuce, kale, tomatoes. We had fresh bread and butter, and you put out your little basket on the side of your cottage and they bring you fresh eggs from the chickens. They have like 200 chickens. They had bunnies. So we got to feed the bunnies and these bunnies like came up and sat in our laps and just like the cutest white, perfect little rabbits I've ever seen in my life. They're goats. You could feed the goats, feed the chickens. It was very interactive. Like there was so many, we got to pick our own flower bouquet. They have a flower farm. So you just go up with the shears. Everything's like do it yourself. Like they're not hovering over you. Cause I was even thinking, I'm like, this is so generous that we have this whole farm and garden to ourselves. You can just go in, eat things, pull it right off the vine. And they have like little markers. If it's green, like a little green tag next to the fruit or vegetables, you could take it. If it's red, it's still growing. So you can like learn and even like see what things look like while they're still growing, or just go in and grab stuff. I mean, seriously, so magical and amazing. They have like a campfire, you can do s'mores, they do yoga on the beach and meditations on the beach because they have a private beach access. So like Mar Vista Cottages, 1000 out of 10 recommend. We just lived our little coastal farm lives, made dinner, made breakfast with the fresh eggs. And they also have you give you fresh bacon, like from their local butcher, like so farm to table. I've never seen anything like it in a hotel. And it's a small business. It's just like this couple that owns it. They bought it 4 years ago. It's been around for a while, but they like added a fresh spin, you know, fresh paint, fresh renovations, and it's definitely worth the visit.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
You need to go.
Every travel rec I think you've ever given on this podcast, this one I'm like, yeah, keep going. Tell me more. Like,
no, it's so
cute. The flowers, the baskets, it sounds so magical.
No, it's such a nice getaway. Like, I think it's only an hour and a half, 2 hours north of San Francisco, 2 hours from Sacramento, not far at all, maybe 3 hours from Sacramento, but so close and such a good escape and like very good value for the price, like for everything that you get. Like, I just could not recommend it enough. And the owners, yeah, like Gannon and Cab are the owners, so sweet. You can tell they put so much care. Oh my God, I didn't even mention, there's a trail also they own. You can walk through these redwood trees all along a creek. Like the things that you could do just did not stop. Like it kept going and going. They have so much acreage and things to do. I was obsessed.
Those are the type of people that should own businesses that deserve all of the abundance and customers and everything. And then meanwhile, somehow there's all of these other big businesses out there that are just doing the bare minimum, cutting corners, putting fillers in food, all of this stuff. And people are lining up out the door. And then you have these other businesses who are doing everything right, giving their heart and soul. And you have to like search, hear it on a podcast, diamond in the rough, yeah, to find these places.
I know. I told them, I'm like, I am going to post my own TikTok. Like, I want to help you guys get some business. Like, because it is true. Like, these people should be viral. Like, people should be lining up to go to this place. Like, it was an amazing experience. Also, they have bees. They gave us fresh honey. Like, they had fresh jam from their garden. I can't even think of everything because there were so many things that they did for us. They went like above and beyond, and they do that for every customer. Like, they do it for everybody. So just please go visit there. It's gorgeous. I feel like I was in Scotland or Ireland. Like, it looks like a whole different landscape. It's just insane.
Wow. Okay. I'm adding it to my bucket list.
I just like imagine petting a rabbit and giving it a little treat. Like, oh my gosh, my heart was exploding.
Yeah, what's your peak? I'm excited to see your TikTok.
I know.
My peak. Okay. So it's been 1 week. My friend Hillary, she came to visit in Tulum because she was staying up a little bit in Playa. So she came down to Tulum. It was just going to be for the day. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, it's salsa night. And so okay, I feel like I'm like outing us, but I hadn't like gotten actually drunk. Like I got kind of drunk at your wedding, but I was still like too scared to really cut loose. Cause I'm like, it's your wedding, obviously, A, and B, like, I don't know all of these people. I can't just like be a total idiot. And the last couple of years that I've been coming to Tulum, I happen to come on Tuesday often, I guess. So I have been to this particular salsa night on multiple occasions, and it's the thing to do. It's so fun. And there's like a food truck thing around the outside, and then everyone dances in the middle, and there's cover. And so people actually stay. And I'm like, Hillary, we've got to go. And so we're eating dinner and we're like, should we just like have a margarita? Like we've never had a drink together ever. We were like, that would be silly, right? We've been friends 4 years. We went on this entire sober journey together, had our sober anniversary party together. Tulum is both of our spots that we've been coming for years to be all health and wellness. We're like, how hilarious would that be if now that we're actually in Tulum together for the first time, if we just like had a margarita? Like, just to be so silly. And we're like, yeah, let's just do it. So these adorable waiters at Burrito Amor were like, this is like our first time drinking together. Like, this is a huge deal. And they were like all in for the whole moment. And so they're like, mezcal. And we're like, wait, this is going so full send so fast. And so we were like planning just eat dinner, go back to my Airbnb, get cute, and then go to salsa night and like maybe have like a Corona. And we're like getting ready and I felt like I was in college. It was so funny. Like we were just being drunk, silly girls by ourselves at this Airbnb. And then we go to salsa night and we end up meeting this other person that we know and made new friends. And the night just got silly. But it was honestly like, it was so great. But then the next day, I had my first hangover, obviously, in years. And I was like, this is why I don't do this. Oh my God. It was still worth it, I guess, technically. But like it's not even the pain. I can handle the pain of a hangover. The mental. My hormones hadn't been that fucked up in so long. Like I truly forgot how like depressed it made me. I was like, how was I so happy last night? And now today I'm like, let me die. It messed me up. So it took me like 2 days to like emotionally recover from that. And obviously we were like in it together. We're like sitting at Raw Love, like, dude, what did we do?
Like, are we okay?
Yeah. But it actually, this other funny thing happened that we only did because we were drinking, but it needed to happen. And it turned out to be like really, really good for her. And so it was just kind of like so funny how we had been being so well behaved for so long. And then like finally letting the guard down enough because of some mezcal was the trick. And then, so then she stayed another night because obviously we had to recover and we needed more time. And then the day after that was just my flight. So like I said, I was like, I'm just not ready to go home yet. And here we are, it's a week later. And when I was out tonight, I was like, oh my God, exactly 1 week ago at this moment, we were like about to go to salsa night. And I went to text her and then she texted me and she goes like a week ago right now. And I was like, literally we're telepathic. Wow. Because I was just about to text you the same thing. But yeah, that was it was a good time.
That sounds like a good time. Salsa night is the place to be, I guess. In Tulum.
I know. I was like, when we were out at dinner, I'm like, should we go? And I'm like, no, I need 1 week. Because if I'm going to be staying here like all next month, I'm like, there will be plenty of time to go back.
That was hilarious. Okay, should we read your guys' peaks?
Wait, yes, quick, since we're explaining, since this is the Get to Know Us episode. If you're new here, we do this peak of the week segment to, share gratitude for all the fun things in our lives. And it's a way for us to connect with our listeners. So on our Instagram story, every Monday, we put a box up and listeners submit their peaks of the week. I read two, Kara reads two, and that's what we do every week.
Yeah, and it's fun, like you said, to celebrate you guys and what you guys are doing. And don't be afraid to shout out what you got going on there. Okay, I guess we can start with Jillian. Jillian said her peak is PTO, peace and nothingness, slowing down. Enjoy your time off. You deserve it.
Wow, Maya said getting an offer for my absolute dream job after 6 years of college and grad school. Dang, congratulations. I bet that feels absolutely amazing.
Kay said finally signing up for TSA PreCheck. Honestly, a must these days. I'm happy for you. It's the best.
A must. And if you guys are new here and don't know all of the travel hacks, we've had quite a few episodes about travel. We have one specifically about credit card points. I know we have it linked in both mine and Kara's bio, but both of the credit cards that we have, if you have those cards or sign up for them, you get your global entry and TSA PreCheck reimbursed. And yeah, they're life-saving. I cut it way too close at the airport all the time because I'm always like, it's fine, I have PreCheck.
It's fine. That's what it's for. It's for getting there 5 minutes before you board. That's fine.
But it never fails.
It literally never fails.
One more. Kelsey said, starting our move across the country, Chicago for the summer and Denver this fall. Wow. I hope everything goes so well. That's so exciting. Safe travels.
Yeah. As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Artie Friends Podcast.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug and play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/already friends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/already friends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/already friends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
I'm very excited to tell you guys about one of our sponsors today, which is Gaia Provides. Gaia Provides has been an OG sponsor of the podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's because we love their products and we want to keep working with them. Gaia Provides is a holistic, small batch company making quality, lab-tested, hemp-based health and wellness products for your pets. So they make CBD treats, CBD tinctures, topical products specifically designed for pets. So that's cats, dogs, and equine. Both Allison and I have some pets that struggle with anxiety. Peaches has a little bit of anxiety. Margo has a little bit of anxiety. Our family dog, Dudley, he gets so anxious, especially storms, and Gaia Provides products have helped him, Margo, and Peaches so much. So we give Dudley the CBD tincture every single time there's a storm, and it really calms him down. I don't know why, but he freaks out with thunder, fireworks, and the Gaia Provides CBD oil has been a lifesaver for Dudley. Margo absolutely loves the chewables. She goes nuts for them, and I'll give them to her when we leave the house for a little bit longer than usual because she has a lot of separation anxiety. She's a COVID March 2020 puppy, so I get it. Gaia Provides is small batch and lab tested for quality, and they're a great company. They care about the community. Part of every single purchase is donated to one of their three partner rescue organizations, and they sponsor products for some of the rescue dogs that could benefit from CBD as well. So they just genuinely care and are really good people running this company. They are offering 20% off to customers with the code ALREADYFRIENDS. So if your pet, cat, dog, horse needs any CBD products, please check out Gaia Provides and don't forget to use the code ALREADYFRIENDS for that 20% off. And thank you to Gaia Provides for sponsoring the show.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Okay, well, should we do a quick recap of our lives? Anything that's like a fun fact, things about us, and then do you want to give like an update for even regular listeners? Anything? Because I feel like you have a lot of new things coming up and going on.
Oh my God. Like my entire life story, 29 and a half years in 1 minute. I feel like this is like an elevator pitch. I was born in Kansas. I've been living in Nebraska basically my whole life. Both my parents still live in Nebraska. I have one birth sister. She lives in Nebraska. And then I have two stepbrothers. Peaches is my dog. She's like 8 and she comes with me absolutely everywhere. She's next to me in Tulum on my bed right now. I took her to every single business meeting I had in the last week. I'm like, if you want me, it's me and Peaches.
She's a perfect angel. We haven't said that yet, but she's literally perfect. So that's why she goes everywhere. Because she's not a bad dog. She's a good dog. A great dog.
She's pretty spoiled. Thank you. And Margo is your dog.
Yes, but you keep going.
Me keep going? Okay. So grew up in Nebraska, basically all the years, elementary school, middle school, high school, then, and that was in Omaha, Nebraska. Then I transferred to Lincoln for college, did the whole sorority thing.
University of Nebraska, for anyone who doesn't know.
University of Nebraska. Cornhuskers. And I worked at this bar and nightclub venue for 3 full years. It was great. I learned so much. I feel so fortunate to have had that job because I don't think that I would be as far along in my entrepreneurship career without it because the owners lived out of state. They gave me like so much autonomy to just do what I needed to do to run the place. So I got to design t-shirts, make the website, run the social media, plan events, hire DJs, run the bottle service, come up with new menus. Like it was crazy how much stuff they let me do. So then after that, when I graduated, I was like, yeah, all these desk jobs, because I went to school for graphic design and advertising, sound awful. Like, there's no way I can just sit at a desk all day, because I'd been so used to being able to like get to be creative, but then like talk to people and see the stuff like come to fruition. So then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to travel for a while. So I went to South America. I went to all over the country, did a road trip, East Coast, West Coast, then came up with the idea for New Wave, which was my secondhand shop. Originally, I wanted it to be a secondhand and a cafe, kind of like two businesses next to each other. Still have the whole PDF for both the coffee shop and the shop, because the shop came to fruition, but then I kind of merged it because it became bigger than I could handle. So then I brought on co-owners, and now it's under the name 1404 Collective. It's in Omaha. New Wave is basically like my personal umbrella brand. So everything pays New Wave. And then I'm a W-2 employee of New Wave. I have an Airbnb. It pays New Wave. Any social media stuff I do, it pays New Wave. The podcast rents studio time from New Wave. 1404 hires me to be the consultant. But like, it all funnels through that. So people are always like, is New Wave still a thing? And I'm like, well, on paper, she's better than ever. But yes, I have not posted on Instagram in like 2.5 years. But someday, New Wave will get to come back in all of her glory in some capacity. I just don't know what that is yet. And that's kind of why I'm in Tulum now, because I've got my shop, 1404, up and going quite well. We're in a good kick with the podcast. We have our schedule, new episode every Friday. We usually record on like Tuesday-ish. And I'm like, it's time for me to go learn again. Like, I've just been putting stuff out, and I need to be a fly on the wall for a little bit. And if I really want to make that business entrepreneur jump to the next caliber, I'm going to have to expand my mind, meet new people, network with higher caliber types of people. So that's why I'm here, is really to humble myself and learn so that I can grow in business. And same mission will be in Colombia. I've had a partner named Clay for the last like almost 6 years. He is really into his CrossFit coaching and training, personal training journey. So he will probably do that till he's like 35-ish. I'm pretty focused on building my career, probably along the same line till I'm 35-ish. So we're just kind of like doing distance, letting each other live our own lives right now. And yeah, I feel like that's a pretty accurate, up to speed update for now.
Okay. So that's kind of Allison in a nutshell. I love it.
Oh, wait. I feel like I should say one important thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm a Libra, Sun, Capricorn, Moon, Virgo, Rising, but my human design chart, basically the whole gist is that I'm just supposed to be this curious person who is meant to just experience life and then share about it. So I'm sure from an outside perspective, and to me, myself, until I found out about this, I was just always like, why can't I make up my mind? Why am I always like, oh, one thing to the next? I'm so bored so quickly. And now I'm like, you know what? My life's mission is to just try everything once or twice or a couple times and just see what it's like. And I'm such an open-minded, yeah, curious person. Like whenever they do those tests, if they're like, okay, three adjectives about yourself, like I'm always going to write curious. Like I just want to know everything about everything. And I feel like that's the driving force behind why I do so many things. It's not always like, oh, I really so badly wanted to start a secondhand shop. I'm just like, well, what if I did that? What if we started a podcast? What if I moved to Tulum? What if I just tried working for this person? What if I just got a dog? What if I dated this person? It's usually all stemming from the what if.
Wow. Oh, that makes so much sense. I love that. And it works out so well for everything that you do. So it makes sense.
Thank you. And then I'm blessed with getting to share it, because that's the other side of the coin, is like, I love to experience it, but I also love to share it, because I know that not everyone wants to do the crazy things that I want to do. So then I get so much joy out of getting to either share it here on the podcast or social media or however.
Absolutely.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'll keep mine short. I mean, as short as possible. Okay, so hello, it's Kara. I'm 28 years old. just got married in Charleston to my husband. That's so crazy still. Connor. We have a dog, Margot. She's a German Shepherd. Connor's always wanted a German Shepherd and always wanted to name her Margot. And I've always grew up with Golden Retrievers. So that was like different for me. But absolutely love Margot. She's the best. Such a German Shepherd fan now. They're so smart and intelligent and just she's the cutest. I'm obsessed. I'm from Omaha originally. My family's from the East Coast. So Philly and Jersey. I was born in Dallas. We lived a little bit of everywhere. Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, and then Omaha. And then I went to school at the University of Missouri, got a bachelor's in journalism, so advertising and PR, and then double majored in Spanish. And I studied abroad in like Northern Spain and Oviedo, Spain for a summer. And it was amazing. Lived with a host mom, got super fluent in Spanish. It was amazing. I've been a photographer and videographer for like 12 years, 13 years, and was a videographer and wedding photographer after college. So did that for like a whole year before I got a job in New York City, moved to New York, was working for full time at Beautiful Destinations, who I still work for, but work freelance for them. They do travel and media, tourism, photos, videos, all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working with them in California. Other things about me, I'm the oldest daughter. So I'm one of four kids, older brother, Brady, myself, and then McKenna, my younger sister and younger brother, Riley, who I didn't even say this. Riley's here with me in California, which has been really fun. He's our talent on the shoot. So it's me, Riley.
No way.
Yes. Yes. So it's me, Riley, and Andrew, our videographer. We're having a blast. So that's another fun thing on my job is sometimes I get to bring friends. Allison's been the talent on our shoot before. That was like my first shoot like ever that you got to be the talent on. So it was so fun. One of the first shoots. There's little perks that I get to do. What else? I'm a Pisces. I feel very Pisces. So shout out to the Pisces out there. We're a lot, but I like it. And then you said human design. I think my human design, one of the big things was being a connector. So I've always felt like I'm a big connector to people, like just networking and knowing that someone moved to a certain city. So like introducing them to a certain friend I have there and whatnot. I've always liked traveling. I mean, who doesn't like traveling? But in college, I tried to travel a lot and do a lot of photography and videography because I knew I wanted to work in the space after college. So I really tried to build out my portfolio of blogging, doing stuff like that. So then I could get hired at a travel agency. So that worked. And yeah, I've been to almost 30 countries. So we're getting up there and still so many places to see and so many things I want to do. And I love doing the podcast. Oh my gosh. The last 3 years doing this have been some of the most fulfilling. And I know you mentioned trying new things is so fulfilling for you. And I think getting to interview amazing people and connecting, honestly, with like really cool people and hearing their stories has been one of my favorite things of the podcast. Connecting with our listeners, reading your guys' peaks, getting kind messages of things that we're going through that we've shared and that have resonated with listeners. Like everything about this show is so rewarding. And it's been the best journey and getting to launch it with you and learn so many things with you and launching our podcast Bible and doing a group trip. Like there's just been so many rewarding things about doing the show. And I love it so much.
No, I could not agree more. And I think I love it more like with every passing month. Like, of course, I've always appreciated it and felt like it was a constant in my life. But now I'm at this point with it where I'm like, I will die for the podcast and our listeners. Like no one can take anything away from me. I'm like, I'll sell my shop. I'll give up my home, whatever. I don't need my closet. And I'm like, no one will take our podcast. Like I love our show and like thinking about even taking like a month off from the podcast or something like makes me so sad.
Yeah. It's like girl time. It's giving you guys, I don't know. It's just so rewarding. I can't even describe it.
Well, I just feel like we're all growing up together. And whether you listen and you're 18 or you're 88, like we all are just evolving and learning little things about each other and going through these journeys and these glow ups and these hardships. And at the end of the day, all we just wanted people to feel was less alone. Mm-hmm. And whether that's less alone in something really traumatic or less alone on a solo trip, like we just wanted to bring people together all around the world. And I like we've done it. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And we're only going to keep doing that. That's always been kind of like our North Star of the podcast is, like you said, bringing people together, community. This started because of COVID and like us feeling like our world was just getting more and more isolated. And it has just become more and more true. Like we really couldn't have started this at a better time. And we're really looking forward to seeing what we can do to bring more people together. Do you want to share like what you like to do in your free time? I feel like that's a kind of a fun, lighthearted question.
Okay. In my free time, I love to journal. I love to have like the longest morning coffee ever to the point where I'm like, okay, it's time to get on with the day. I like to take really long hot showers. That's like my unsustainable guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be like, I'm dying. I won't use a plastic water bottle. And I'm like, but I will take a 20-minute hot shower. I love to clean, actually. It's really therapeutic for me because since I spend so much time either conversing with people or on a screen, I kind of like that cleaning is just using my hands and not really having to think, but it's like so productive. And I also just like to be outside, love going for walks, love going for a bike ride, love trying a new coffee shop, scrolling google.com/flights and figuring out where I need to go off to next. Yeah, those are some main ones that come to mind. How about you?
Okay, for me, things like to do my free time, I'm with you. A lot of the same things. Love going for walks. I walk my dog, Margot, every single morning. So we'll go around the neighborhood. We'll stop and get a coffee. We have a cute coffee shop in our neighborhood that you can walk up and get a coffee. It's amazing. I love reading. I got a Kindle recently, so that's become my personality is reading on the Kindle. I love my little Nintendo Switch. I'll play Mario Kart with my friends. That's a fun thing I like to do in my free time. Love being outside, going on a picnic and going to Forest Park in St. Louis, hanging out with friends, having people over. I love hosting people for little fun nights, whether it's The Bachelor or just getting together for like a pizza night or really anything. Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving. I like calling my friends, working out, going to Pilates, scrolling. I'm pretty basic, honestly. Going to the pool, love a pool day. Swimming, going to the beach, like that's me in a nutshell.
If you're new here, Kara is a true Pisces. Always trying to be by the water. In the water, on the water.
Under the water. Yeah. Yes, it's true. Describe it. Okay, any goals that you're working on right now or things that you're really excited for the future?
Oh my gosh. Simultaneously, I'm like, I have so many things I'm excited about, but at the same time, I'm like, no idea what even tomorrow is going to entail. So I think I do need to hone in and revisit some of my goals. Maybe, you know what? Honestly, this is a good self-reflection moment. This is why you guys should all start a podcast, because it really makes you accountable to dealing with your own things and stopping to reflect, because the goals I set at the beginning of the year in January are not that relevant anymore. And that's okay. But I definitely need to reevaluate. And how about you?
Goals I'm working on right now, I'm kind of the same as you. Like, I feel like getting the wedding done was like taking all of my time and energy. And I had a lot of fitness goals, of course, related to that. So my goal right now is just enjoy the summer, slow down, go places. Like I really am trying to travel this summer. I feel like summer is a great time to just get in some fun trips. I try to walk every single day, 10K steps, but I do need to sit down and reevaluate because I do have like a lot of career goals that I think I could sit and reflect and kind of revisit right now. And like you said, I think even, you know, holding yourself accountable for your goals, but June and the halfway mark of the year is a perfect time to reevaluate that. And then what I'm most excited about for the future, just seeing where all these things that I'm doing takes me and takes us, like the podcast. I'm very excited to keep growing this and growing our community. Very excited to, I don't know, see where married life takes me for the future. I would love to have a family one day. Would love to have some other business. I don't know. I'm so it's funny for my human design as well. There's like the one part of your human design that says, let me pull it up, like how you, your strategy for life, and mine is responding. So I feel like I've always been someone that kind of like sees where the wind takes me, but that is definitely what my human design says. Like I just kind of respond to like what the universe sends my way. So I'm excited for just trusting the future and just trusting what life is going to bring me and just adapting and going with the flow and just having faith.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
Can I piggyback off of that? I feel the same way, where maybe it's because we're like getting to the end of our 20s. So it kind of also feels like so much of the stuff that we have been building from like, you know, post-college to now are starting to kind of finally make some movement. And when I look back on some things that I was like, oh, maybe I thought that that person wasn't going to end up in my future, like that business connection. And now all of these puzzle pieces are like starting to make more sense, or things are filling in. And I'm like, wow, okay, it's really all starting to come together and make some more sense. Yeah.
And it's nice to have like laid some framework earlier on to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. And I think like as you get older too, you realize like not to force things. Like I'm not really like forcing things in my life. Like not that I used to before, but I feel like you get these ideas of what you should be doing in your 20s or like what you're supposed to be doing with your career or life or relationships. But I feel like I'm just letting things, I'm going where the wind blows me, honestly. And I feel like I'm just embracing that too. And that's just how my life flows for me. And some people are more aggressive and, you know, can strategize their life, but I'm just more of a reactor. And I'm excited because I feel like the future is going to bring me a lot of good things. And I'm being optimistic about that. But what exactly, I'm not sure. But we're just keeping an open mind, being ready, doing the work so that when good things come, I'm open to receiving them.
I love it. I resonate with that a lot as a fellow responder. And I think where before I got in trouble is anytime people asked me things, I would just say yes to all of these opportunities because I thought that there weren't endless opportunities out there. So I was like, okay, well, I have to take this and I have to do this. And this person asked me if I could do this. So I have to say yes. And in the last even year, I have really realized the power of no. And I won't get all woo-woo, but I'm trying to think of a better example, but like, let's say someone is trying to feed you and they're like, well, what do you like? You have to, you know, start saying, like, well, no, I'm not hungry for that tonight. No, I'm not hungry for that. Oh, you do. You want Italian tonight. Great. Should we do pizza or pasta? Like, you kind of have to start saying no to some things to figure out what you do actually want. And truly, the more I say no, the better the opportunities have gotten. And that was just a fear that I had to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Accepting that there will be abundance.
You have to have that trust.
And yeah, not being afraid to, or like not feeling like you have to jump on opportunities when you should be selective.
Yeah, because there is so much out there in the world. And the more I travel and the more people I meet, I'm like absolutely dumbfounded by the million things that you can do in this world. It's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm.
And anything that you want to do, there's an opportunity out there for sure. Aww. I know. I'm like, this is, we could tell, and I agree. This was nice and short and sweet. And we're going to bring you guys another episode similar to this, but more of our childhood unhinged stories.
Yeah, this was spawned by me sharing the story about the neighbor boy's penis last week or the week before. So if you didn't hear that, that's where this idea came from.
And we're thinking we'll bring some more in-depth stories. But yeah, like Allison said, we hadn't really recapped ourselves and we wanted to share that with you guys. So we hope you enjoyed this. Any other final thoughts, Allison?
No. Where is the best place for people to keep up with you?
I would say Instagram or TikTok. What about you?
Well, since I've had that partnership with Lemonade for like a year, sometimes I feel like my deep thoughts, like low-key, end up going out to Lemonade like weeks or months before I feel comfortable to put them on Instagram or TikTok, because I feel like I don't have a ton of people over there and it's kind of nice. But yeah, then Instagram and then TikTok. You're the TikTok queen. I try. It's not me.
Well, you're the Lemonade queen and the Instagram queen. So we all have our things. Yes. Or even podcast. Well, other things, I guess, that I'm excited for about the future, again, to see where the podcast takes us. We have a lot of fun things coming your way. Hopefully some merch in the future. Hopefully another group trip. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for being here. We love you guys so much.
Yay. Thanks for hanging out. Have a great day, week, life, all of the above. We love you. We believe in you. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Arty Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much, and we'll catch you next week.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.